Welcome to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I'm Deb Cobiello, and as the Drop-In CEO, I drop into businesses and assume the CEO role to mitigate crises and help teams get back on track. This podcast is about helping the C-suite leader to navigate challenges with confidence. For today's leader, I'm here to help you get back on track. Tomorrow's leader, let me partner with you to learn the secrets of the C-suite. Wherever you're at in your career, this is the podcast for you. Hello, I am Deb Cobiello, the Drop-In CEO, and welcome to another edition of Drop-In CEO Live Talk Media, an extension of the Drop-In CEO podcast, where week after week, I have the pleasure of coming to you and sharing insights so potentially you struggle less and spend more of the time you have doing the things that you love to do. And so this week, I promised you that I wanted to share some insights with you about the darn elevator pitch when you interact with somebody, you're at a networking event, it's a job interview, maybe it's a new group. We have a tendency to deliver that 30-second elevator pitch. And quite frankly, it is a big fail. Hence why I call this the anti-30-second elevator pitch. The reason why I come out to you is because I've met so many of you. So many of you have shown up on my doorstep. We've been doing some casual networking, getting to know each other. And when we kind of open things up, I said, hey, tell me about yourself. You say, I do X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3. And I love hearing about what you do. And I know it's just a casual conversation. But at the end of the day, when it comes to networking and making a first impression, I'm going to say nay to that 30-second elevator pitch because it's not going to grab people's attention. You don't get that wow factor. And sometimes when you say, hello, I am such and such. I work for this company. I do this thing. And this is the thing that I actually do to solve problems. People say, oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. And it's very, very awkward. So I know about these things. I don't naturally love networking events. And so finding a way to make an impact in a very short amount of time is really why I'm here today. So I'm really here to share some insights and things that might benefit you right now from some of the tips that I'm going to be giving to you about the 10-second impact. Now, don't take this from me. I used AI, I used LinkedIn AI, and asked them the question, how can I craft a 10-second pitch? So again, if AI said it, it must be true. And what did LinkedIn AI say? It says to craft a memorable 10-second pitch, focus on making an impactful introduction that sparks curiosity and invites further conversation. This is getting exciting. And share something unique about yourself or your approach that stands out and prompts a wow reaction. Tailor your pitch to concise yet engaging, aiming to open the door for deeper conversation rather than just delivering information. Did you hear me? Don't just deliver information. So, hey, that's what LinkedIn AI says, but let's get back to what I think. Because at the end of the day, I just want you to enjoy these few moments together where I impart some new ideas to get you to think a little bit differently. And honestly, I don't necessarily expect everybody to implement exactly what I say. Again, there are a lot of gurus out there that guide you to say something like, here's what I do, here's who I serve, and here's the problem that I solve. Now, mind you, there is great value in starting out in a place of just getting clear in your mind. This is what I do. This is who I serve and who I help. And here's how I help them. A great principle to get started. But let me just deliver to you just an example. I just make up these examples because I want you to gain some insights on what really isn't working for you and what might work better. So again, for my world, I'm in the quality, food safety, operational excellence space. An opening might be, I'm a quality and OpEx professional who helps to improve quality and food safety in the flavor industry. Now that's true. Was it a wow? I don't think so. And we are looking for the wow or the oh factor. Now, what I want to do is get very prescriptive and provide you three examples of instances where I think it's actually pretty good. And I want you to think about this again. It might be a little bit interesting on how I share with you how to do this, but at the end of the day, I want you to think about who you are, what you do, what value do you provide, what do you solve, but in a very distinctive, creative way that's going to get you noticed. So here are three. Two I can't take credit for, one I will, is there's a person I care about. She's in my network. Her name is Kimberly Volbrecht. You should check her out. And what is her 10-second elevator pitch or her brand? I'll tell you, she's the pipeline plumber. The pipeline plumber. And it's very interesting what she does. Another person, when they introduce themselves, no fluff. They said, I transform lives. Oh, that's really interesting. And then finally, I have to share this. And this, again, took some time for me to develop. I'm the drop-in CEO. And a lot of people say, ooh, that's interesting. Tell me more. The bottom line for what I want for you is the fact that when you meet people for the first time, you want to say something that spawns curiosity, that makes you interesting. And again, I'm going to say this over and over again over this live talk conversation with you, because again, it's about helping you to move your career or your situation forward so that you can stand out. Now, it's a little bit risky if you have these simple phrases, the 10-second elevator pitch, and you're not really comfortable. But remember, it's about differentiating yourself. And if that is important to you, think about some of the insights I'm sharing with you and internalize it and make it your own. So let's go to Kimberly, the pipeline plumber. She's an IT sales platform expert that helps business leaders with their clunky sales pipeline funnels, and they often get bogged down and become inefficient. They use IT solutions, but they're clogged. Now, if you think about what other industries unplug or unclog and fix things, a plumber does just that. And if you think about the problem that a plumber solves, and you can visualize that, then that's the problem they solve. And then when you think about pipeline is sales, prospects, people that might buy your products or services. That's called a pipeline. So when somebody introduces themselves and said, I'm your pipeline plumber, instantaneously it's like, ooh, plumber. Oh, I can relate to that. And instantaneously you say, oh, that's so cool. Tell me a little bit more. And then you've opened up the conversation. The point being is you've differentiated yourself. They need to be standout phrases for which when they become curious, they ask you for more details. And that's exactly what we're trying to do when we make introductions or meet people. I'm interrupting this episode to offer you an absolutely free opportunity to help you move your career forward in the next 12 months. If you're a mid-level leader who has a desire to accelerate your leadership impact but lacks a support system, let's jump on a call for 30 minutes and let me share with you the secrets of a C-suite. You already have what it takes as being that subject matter expert and leader of teams. However, you've not yet developed those essential skills that enable you to be heard, seen, and respected as a strategic leader. Head over to my website, dropinceo.com, and click on my contact page and schedule a conversation with me. It may be the best 30-minute investment you make in your career, and aren't you worth it? For me, I also want to simply see you succeed. And now, back to the conversation. Now, let's move on to another one. The drop-in CEO. My story, it was about a person that dropped into a business that I was in maybe over 15, 20 years ago. We were struggling and they were basically our superhero. They dropped in and rolled up their sleeves and did whatever needed to do to save the day and help us develop new skills so that we could stand proudly and hold our own when they left. And I call that the drop-in. The drop-in CEO, and they just drop in, they just fly in when needed until life is good again, and then they leave. And that's exactly where the drop-in CEO comes from. And I make it akin to, you know, any of you that have coffee and they put in these little Keurig cups where the coffee is in. You put it into the machine, you drop it in, you close it down, and it just works right away over and over again. That's the drop-in CEO. Drop me into any situation. I just figure it out. I work right away, hit the ground running, and help solve a business issue. Again, it's interesting, for which I want to share that with you. And I'm not expecting everybody to get something really super clever, but start thinking about moving in a direction that makes sense to you. Now, let's listen to this one. Simple. I transform lives. It's intriguing. You want to learn more. How do you transform lives? It's an attention grabber. And again, that's what marketing is. That's what we're here to do. We are here to market ourselves, to build relationships with people. And it's about opening up the door. So what do all of these have in common? Pipeline plumber, the drop-in CEO. I transform lives. They are simple. They are maybe 3, 5, 7 words, and they are less than 10 seconds. And if you add on, oh, thank you for asking. I'm the pipeline plumber. That leads to definitely opening up the door. So this is what I've come across. And I think that you absolutely need this. And think about your situation, whether you are going for a promotion, you're going for a job interview, you're meeting up with colleagues from a different country, a different business unit. You need to be able to show up and be able to make a lasting impact. Now, I'm going to give you a few examples about how I'm able to do this when you and I meet. Now, this is a gentle invitation. If you're interested in this, if you think this is something that's going to make the difference from you being an exceptionally talented leader to actually closing the deal and getting the outcome and the introductions or the promotion or the opportunities that you seek, think about your situation. Maybe these resonate. But when I sit with you and I just talk to my coach about this, I am extremely present. You tell me your story. You disseminate information. You say, this is what I do. This is my resume. These are my accomplishments. This is how much money I've saved. I listen far beyond that and how you carry yourself and how you describe yourself. So here's just a simple example. Let's pretend you are a quality and food safety professional. And you start by telling me that you are passionate, but you specialize in pest control and getting to the root cause of why they exist, as well as you've got a background in microbiology, and you try to understand why those pathogens exist in the environment, and you hammer them out. Great. I get that. I understand that. And I ask you a few more questions and things start coming to my mind like you're a predator. You're a, a hammer. You evict things. You destroy things. You are a buster. You are a pathogen's worst nightmare. Eddy Krueger, Thor, come down with that high end fist. And then little by little, you know, I start thinking of these things that I see you. I see you for who you are as you describe what it is that you do. And then all of a sudden, through conversation back and forth, I pick your brain a little bit more. I say, so a couple things like your pests and pathogens' worst nightmare. Or maybe I stomp pathogens and pests so they never return. That is so much more interesting than opening up that I'm a quality and food safety professional. But if you say, I go into an operation and I stomp out those pathogens and pests for a living by practicing as a quality and food safety operational professional, these are little changes. Again, they sound quirky, but think about it. If you start with things like I stomp out pests and pathogens for a living, it's going to make a difference. Now, I'm going to give you one other possible scenario. Maybe you're an executive assistant to a CEO. Your superpowers, it's like, listen to you. You are an organizer. You are indispensable. You keep track of everything. You juggle the balls. You are an event planner. You are the backbone. You are the steel and strength. I see titanium, and you are the person that keeps the person back on track. You are the person behind the curtain that makes the CEO look good. Rather than saying, I'm an administrative assistant to the CEO, you know what I see instead? You've got a magic wand. You are the person that is the spine that keeps the body erect, making the CEO look good, and you wave a magic wand to make it all look easy. You might say instead, I'm the CEO's magic wand. That really would get people to really engage with you. Oh, what does that mean? Because people can visualize a magic wand. They form mysticals. They cast spells. They make everything right. And you do that for the CEO. Think about it. Think about it. Now, you might think this is silly. This is not comfortable for you. You might even disagree. But here's my point. At the end of the day, you need to think about yourself differently when it comes from a value proposition. And yes, you can say, I do this and I save people this amount of money, but you got to connect with people mentally, emotionally, and to their heart, because then that's what's going to make you memorable. And I think that this point of being able to find out what your value proposition is, so that's your 30-second elevator pitch, and distill it down into 10 seconds, and the essence that people can visualize, you are going to be the person that people want to engage with. And it's going to make life for you so much easier. And so start with the 30-second elevator pitch, but I promise you, if you distill it down to the most concise words that provide a visual and emotional connection with you, you are going to stand out. Now, you're not maybe a marketing person. You say, oh, that's so clever. I can't do that. I said, but at the end of the day, you are a person that needs to advocate for yourself. You need to find new ways to market your value. And try to do this on your own. You know, all of your value, 30-second elevator pitch down to a 10-second one. I'm giving you the how, but I also want to offer you an opportunity just to connect with me for 30 minutes. Let's just get to know each other. I just love getting to know you and what you do for a living, because my brain is buzzing. What are the possibilities? What could you and I possibly do together? Or what is your gift and your value? I just start writing these things down because I honestly want to help you. And so what I ask of you is do this exercise for yourself. It's going to be the best 30 minutes you invest in yourself to try to craft something that is more concise and makes you more memorable. But if you can't do it yourself and you just need a listening partner because you're just too close to you, consider reaching out to me, direct message me on LinkedIn, or go to my website, dropinceo.com, and reach out to me and let's just have a conversation again. I'm a curious person. I ask a lot of questions and then just things start coming into my vision. And when I share those things back to you, most people say that was, I never thought of myself that way. And that can be my gift to you. It's a free gift that I have for you. And if you think that you want to spend more time with me, we can talk about continuing the relationship. Again, all I want to do is see you succeed to be able to achieve the outcomes that you want, the results you want in your career. I want you just to be happy and not be struggling as much. And that's really the Drop-In CEO brand. And so if you found this valuable, I love feedback. Please reach out to me. Let me know what you thought of this episode or come back next week. Share this with other people if you thought this was relevant and can help people. The greatest gift you can give to other people is share these insights with others who also may be struggling. Also catch this on my YouTube channel. All more resources to help you so that you can navigate your challenges and opportunities with confidence. So with that, I want to thank you for dropping in on Drop-In CEO Live Talk Media. I just want to wish you all well, much success, and catch you again next week. And be well.
Thank you for listening to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I hope you are inspired by our conversation and can apply what you heard to your business or career goals. If you found this valuable, please share this show with at least one friend who will find it useful and inspiring. When you share this podcast, it allows me to continue to help C-suite leaders of today and tomorrow to navigate their challenges with confidence. To connect with me or learn more about the Drop-In CEO services, go to my website at dropinceo.com. And until we meet, I wish you well and much success.